The peace of Christ be with you always. Amen. Christ the King Sunday is meant to give us hope, and that we will find strength in the coming reign of Christ as King of the earth, marking a new creation within the kingdom of God, and a hope to be born out of the life of Christ and his gospel message. The language in our reading from Revelation is resplendent with regal invocations. Grace to you and peace from him who is and who was and who is to come, and from the seven spirits who are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth. And then we enter the conversation between Pilate and Jesus. It is a dialogue between clashing ideologies about power and strength. Pilate represents brutal power wielded to serve his own whims and the Roman Empire, regardless of who is harmed, in order to maintain the glory and wealth of the empire. Jesus, who shows us that real power and courage is found in love and compassion. Pilate asks Jesus, "So you are a king?" And Jesus answers him and says, "You say that I am a king. For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. And everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice." So who is it in whom we find our courage? And in whom do we find our hope to face our fears and the fears of a hurting world? And whom do we look for the guidance of our actions when compassion is required? When really, maybe we'd like to turn away from all of the tragedies and violence before us. Every day we hear about shootings in our own city, in other cities, in other countries. Every day we hear about countries where people are fleeing from violence. There's a lack of food and water. There's no work, and there's no hope. But Jesus reminds us that he came into the world to show us the way of compassion and to testify to the truth of God's love for us. Jesus turns truth into a verb. Truth becomes action. Truth becomes how we as Christians are to live and act in a world which often mocks compassion as weakness, mocks love as cowardice. As Episcopalians, we are taught that all of human life is worthy of respect and dignity because we are, each and every one of us, created in the image of God. We are taught that the summary of the law is that we shall love God with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our mind, and that we shall love our neighbors as ourselves. So here's Jesus, standing before Pilate, known for his cruelty and brutality, mocking Jesus. Pilate takes comfort in the power he can wield and in his own malice. Jesus knows all of this about Pilate, but he doesn't bow to Pilate's authority or to his questions. Instead, he testifies to a truth, that he came into this world to be the love of God incarnate. Jesus reminds us that we as Christians are to live in hope with confidence in the newness and fullness of life that comes from being in relationship with God. And it is our mission to be evangelists who proclaim with our own lives the good news of Christ. We are to promote justice and peace and love. Our voices are to be the voices of hope within the cacophony of fear. Jesus reminds us that we are to cultivate truth by coming together, by engaging with Scripture, by praying. We are to live as servants whose purpose is to serve God and to serve others. We are to live as a people who see hope by being in community with others. And always Jesus shows us that we are to care for those who are considered the other. And he tells us, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you will be filled. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, and when they exclude you, revile you, and defame you on account of the Son of Man." Jesus offers us a truth that calls us to be church in a world that would mock our foolish desire to love one another as Christ loves us. Amen.